I'm John Mowinkle inside the Forgy Electric Sports Studio. On Thursday in girls soccer, 1A Region 7 final, as aired on 104.9 KLMJ, number 12 and 1A Iowa Falls Alden beat GCGR 4-1. The 1A Region 8 final between number 7 and 1A Applington Parkersburg and Beckman Catholic was rescheduled to today. In baseball, AGWSR beat East Marshall 7-5. Dyke New Hartford beat Applington Parkersburg 7-6. Nashua Plainfield at Belmont Clemmie was canceled. West Fork at Clarion Goldfield House was postponed. Clarksville at North Butler was postponed. Grundy Center at Union was suspended. PCM at Iowa Falls Alden was canceled. Jessup at South Hardin was postponed. In softball, number 8 and 2A East Marshall beat AGWSR 15-1 in 4 innings. West Fork at Clarion Goldfield Oz was postponed. Number 1 and 1A Clarksville at North Butler was postponed. DNHAP at Decorah was suspended. Jessup at South Hardin was postponed. On today's schedule in baseball, Belmont Clemmie will be at North Iowa, Clarksville will host Baxter, South Hardin will host Ogden, and West Fork will host St. Ansgar. In softball, AGWSR will host North Butler, Belmont Clemmie will be at North Iowa, Clarion Goldfield Oz will host Algona, number 1 and 1A Clarksville will host Baxter, and West Fork will host St. Ansgar. The number 12 and 1A Iowa Falls Alden girls soccer team is making its first ever state tournament appearance, having defeated GCGR 4-1 in Thursday's 1A Region 7 final as aired on 104.9 KLMJ. In the first half, Grace Hartford was awarded a penalty kick and scored her 31st goal of the season. 10 minutes later, Hartford scored her 32nd goal of the season to make it 2-0. Rebels leading scorer Karina Arvisu Ersland responded a couple of minutes later, scoring her 20th goal of the season and beating cadet goalkeeper Abby Jansen to make it 2-1. As the half ended, rain moved into the area, resulting in a delay of just over an hour. When play resumed, Hartford continued to find success driving toward the net, scoring her 3rd goal of the game with about 30 minutes left in regulation. Hartford iced the game about 23 minutes later with her 4th goal of the game. Goalkeeper Jansen explains how the weather affected her approach to the game.
It changes a lot because my gloves will get obviously wet and it'll slip off the ball. And then obviously playing on turf at our home field, the ball skips off the turf very fast. So I like to play more back so then it could like really just play more safe because it'll come out twice as fast as a regular. Dry.
Hartford credits the success to her teammates.
I feel like as a striker, I kind of get most of the credit because, I mean, I get all the stats and stuff, but it's Kimmery and Kylie and all my midfield that really are there for me, and they're the ones who should be deserving all the credit.
Kylie Kingsfield leads the cadets with 23 assists and says trusting her teammates has helped her become a stronger distributor.
When I have space, time, I see gaps in the defense, and I know my team is going to be there. We have speed in the front, and I just send it through the gaps, and I know that they can get in there with their speed and finish.
The Class 1A state tournament will begin Monday in Ames. The Dyke New Hartford baseball team earned a 7-6 win at home over Applington Parkersburg Thursday, delivering the result in walk-off fashion. The Wolverines had a strong start. Zach Graves had an RBI single, then Quinn Mills scored on a passed ball for a 2-0 lead in the first inning. Gabe Metz came home on a throwing error in the second, followed by a Gavin Gerbrocht sack fly that scored Jacob Feeker for a 4-0 lead. Trailing 5-0 in the top of the fifth, AP's Colbin Hoppenworth hit an RBI single to drive home Sully Jansen and Jackson Clespies to cut the deficit to 5-2. In the seventh inning, Mick Steggy had an RBI groundout, then Carson Brower drove in another to cut AP's deficit to 5-4. With two outs and a runner on, Kingston Holman delivered a two-run homer to left field, putting the Falcons in front 6-5. In the bottom of the seventh, Aiden Walston grounded out and drove in a run to tie the game at 6-6. Then John Mormon reached on error to allow Walston to score, ending the game. Walston was the winning pitcher with 2 1/3 innings in relief. Mormon had 2 hits and Gerbrocht had 2 RBIs. Holman pitched 3 innings with 6 strikeouts and no walks, but was credited as the losing pitcher. Clespies led the Falcons offensively with 3 singles. Hoppenworth and Holman each had 2 RBIs. Returning to action Saturday, the Falcons will be at the Wayne Bergstrom Classic at Clarion Goldfield House, and the Wolverines will be at a tournament at Iowa Falls Alden. Coming off a 44-34 home loss to the Monroe Greenheads in last week's season opener, the Iowa Woo will go for their first win of the season Saturday when they visit the Memphis Hound Dogs. The Woo were burned by key turnovers and the secondary got beat deep for 2 long touchdowns in a 2-possession game. Head coach Victor Mann.
Monroe was the better team at the end of the day. We left a lot of points out there on the field from an offensive standpoint. But just from a team standpoint, we didn't execute our game plan like we planned. And that's what happens in the game of football. You know, if you don't show up on ready to go to execute what you have in front of you, then sometimes, I mean, that's what you got to deal with, the loss in the game. So I feel like we had a lot of young guys with their first time being in a game, and, you know, they didn't execute as well, and just as a team, we got to be better.
An expansion team in its first season, Memphis fell 52-18 at Nebraska in last week's season opener.
Our main thing is to play hard, fast, and physical for four quarters. I don't think we did. Well, I know we didn't do that last week, and that's as a whole across the board. I mean, can't have one, two, three, or just 10 guys. I need to have all 16 that's available ready to go hard every single snap. You know, some of these guys have to understand that, you know, just because you get the opportunity don't mean it's going to last forever, you know, and you know, your first chance don't always get you a second chance. So you got to take advantage of the opportunity that you have, play to the standard of the coaches in the team, and then, you know, hopefully at the end of the game, you know, the score is in our favor.
The throw-off will be at 7:05 p.m. inside Memphis Sports and Events Center. This has been Radio On The Go Sports. I'm John Mowenkoll.